This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump walked through parts of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday that were damaged last week in civil unrest that erupted after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump has engaged in political sparring with his Democratic rival Joe Biden over who would keep the country safe as the two head to the November presidential election. During his visit Tuesday, Trump attacked, in his words, reckless far-left politicians. He added, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." Trump visited Kenosha, a 100,000-resident city on the shores of Lake Michigan, against the wishes of the city's mayor and Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers, who said it was too soon as police continued their investigation of the shooting of Blake on August 23rd. Family members say Blake was left partially paralyzed by the shooting. In addition, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the killing of 2 protesters and the wounding of a 3rd during the street protests after the police shooting of Blake. Police have charged a teenage vigilante, Kyle Rittenhouse, who claimed to be protecting Kenosha businesses. Rittenhouse faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The president declined Monday to criticize Rittenhouse, saying the teen carrying a gun had been very violently attacked and, in his words, probably would have been killed if he had not opened fire on the demonstrators. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in what he called Democrat-run cities, adding that federal operations are cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrests of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday a second massive round of aid addressing the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic is still needed, even as the U.S. economy shows signs of recovery. Mnuchin's testimony comes as talks for a second round of aid have remained stalled on Capitol Hill since the first round of federal unemployment benefits to millions of out-of-work Americans expired in late July. Republicans and Democrats differ on the speed with which Americans should return to work while balancing health concerns as well as markers for measuring the recovery of the U.S. economy. Mnuchin told the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Tuesday that the United States is still far from where it was in January when he said the nation had a record economy. Mnuchin said retail sales had increased for the 3rd consecutive month in July. The housing market had returned to near pre-pandemic levels, and the leisure and hospitality industries had added 592,000 new jobs, indicating increased confidence in the economy reopening. He noted the numbers of unemployed Americans had not reached a threshold of 40 million, as many analysts had initially predicted. Congressman James Clyburn, who's chairman of the Select Committee, differed with Mnuchin on the unemployment numbers, saying that 29 million Americans were receiving or waiting for unemployment benefits as of August 1st. He also warned that signs of recovery in the stock market did not benefit all Americans. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 3 security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. The early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital, an area police spokesperson told VOA. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before 2 heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. The Taliban took responsibility for plotting the attack, claiming it inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. A senior U.S. State Department official says the United States is considering imposing sanctions on 7 Belarusians it believes were involved in falsifying the results of last month's presidential election in Belarus, which handed longtime President Alexander Lukashenko his 6th term in office. He spoke to Reuters news agency on condition of anonymity and said the U.S. could consider imposing sanctions on Russia if it were to intervene with force in Belarus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.